Hello, good evening. Joseph here. It's Friday the 24th of July 2009 and I'm just walking home from the railway station, having spent much of the day at Tokyo Big Sight, which is the big exhibition hall down in Tokyo Bay. And today's event was Wireless Japan, Wireless Exhibition Expo, funnily enough. I was there with Steve Nagata and Christine, who is someone who works in a school in Tokyo and has very kindly agreed to help us out with our videos. So hopefully some of those videos will be going up pretty soon. Yeah, so it's been a good day. You know, we're trying out some of the different new technologies coming out, all these solar-powered phones and other more kind of gimmicky things. Nothing shockingly exciting, but anyway, talking about shock, I'm pretty shocked to read the news tonight and see that the bodies of an American and a Japanese hiker have just been found on Mount Fuji, basically about 36 hours after we climbed Mount Fuji, and it seems that the cause was that they were ill-prepared, that they were underestimating the mountain, and you know, having just climbed it, I can understand how that could have happened, because that last bit especially is an absolute killer, really. Well, literally an absolute killer, sorry. No pun intended, but real dangerous stuff. So tomorrow is Twinkle and I's, I and Twinkle's, wedding anniversary, our first wedding anniversary. Unbelievable how a year has gone by so quickly. And yeah, it's been good. I thoroughly recommend marriage to the right person. We're going to be going to Granny's house in the west of Tokyo. She thinks that actually it's just myself and Twinkle going, but in reality the whole family is going to descend on her. But if we told her that the whole family was going, she'd spend so much time preparing and being worried about all these people coming that it wouldn't be so enjoyable for her. So we're going to kind of spring a surprise on her. But I like Granny. She's so nice and she likes me, which is good. Anyway, I'm just now walking almost in the park near our house, and they're just starting to set up some stalls for what looks like it's going to be quite a little local party. We've got octopus balls, chocolate bananas, little fish, you know, fish the fish out with the little net. All these stalls setting up around our roads. So I'm guessing that they're literally right on the road, so cars can't really drive by, so I guess they'll be closing this road. So it looks like we've got quite a little carnival coming up this weekend, unless they're packing up and it's just finished and we missed it all today, I'm not quite sure. I'm still struggling with being happy with where I am now to a certain extent. There's this constant desire to be a better person, to be doing better, to be in a situation whereby I don't have to invest most of my time in something which isn't really where my heart lies, and this constant idea that I'm not where I want to be at, and I wonder, is that ever going to end? Or, you know, will the day come when I'm content to be where I want to be? I hope so. That'll be the day when I can basically stay at home every day and look after the kids. That's my dream. Anyway, it's starting to rain quite heavily now, and I'm nearly home, so I'm going to finish off here. And yeah, thanks for listening. I shall see you on the Daily Mumble, tamegoeswild.com, soon, and on Japan Pod Show. All right, bye-bye.